The mayor of Mexico City is offering his constituents a trade. Cash, bicycles, even computers, in exchange for their guns. He says the buyback program will make the streets safer, but not all of his fellow mayors are rushing to copy the program. Some in cities overrun by drug traffickers say it's important for law-abiding citizens to be able to protect themselves. From Mexico City, NPR's Carrie Kahn reports.
Florentino Olma sat in a line of folding chairs on the huge esplanade of Mexico City's Basilica Catholic Church. On his lap, a .22-caliber automatic pistol. He and about 24 other armed residents awaited their turn to hand over the weapons, no questions asked, to a member of the Mexican Army.
Me la dieron en depósito por un daño que causaron a mi vehículo, y jamás regresaron por ella.
Olmos is 53 and drives a taxi for a living. He says he got the pistol about a year ago after a traffic accident. The guy who hit him couldn't pay for the damage to Olmos' car, so instead gave him the pistol as collateral. The guy never came back.
No, por eso la vengo a entregar. Yo no sé ni de armas.
He says he heard about the buyback program on TV and brought it down. He's glad to get rid of it legally. Few guns are legally owned in Mexico. Getting a permit is difficult. The buyback program started just 3 weeks ago, and already authorities have retrieved nearly 1,500 weapons, including a grenade launcher. One man turned in 19 guns. Mexico City's Mayor Miguel Ángel Mancera told the crowd gathered on the Basilica church grounds that he hopes the program will bring peace to the city.
Y ese es el mensaje que se está dando. Se están cambiando esas armas por tablets, se están cambiando...
That's the message we are giving, said Mancera. We want to trade these weapons for computer tablets, for other goods that will bring education to our homes instead of violence. The program has been so successful, according to the mayor's office, that they've expanded it to other regions of the city and have even started sending brigades of workers door to door to urge residents to turn in their guns. Mexico City's crime rate has been dropping in recent years, making it one of the safest in the country. But in towns overrun with drug violence, especially those near the U.S. border, some mayors are urging authorities to let residents own weapons.
Yo estoy proponiendo la posibilidad de hacer uso.
José Eligio Mendina is the mayor of Concordia in the state of Sinaloa. It's home to the powerful cartel run by Mexico's most wanted trafficker, Joaquin Chapo Guzman. He says he thinks residents, especially those living in the rural and dangerous areas of Mexico, should be able to protect themselves.
Yo no estoy proponiendo armar a la población.
He says he doesn't think everyone should have a gun, but they should be able to form self-defense brigades. Eligio's proposal is gaining attention. But Luis Wertman, who runs a nonprofit citizen safety group in Mexico City and helped organize the gun buyback program, says arming citizens is not the solution.
At the end, it works against the society. It doesn't bring you a better quality of life. It doesn't give you more security. It generates worse things for the society.
1,000, 2,000.
A cashier counts out 3,000 pesos, about $250, for Florentino Olmos, who turned in his .22-caliber automatic.
Y me voy tranquilo, sin que tener que cargar en la conciencia de que no vayan a matar a alguien con esa arma.
Olmos says he could have gotten 4,000 pesos for the weapon on the black market, but this way he knows no one will be hurt and the gun is safely off the streets. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Mexico City.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.